The Aseret HaDibros are mentioned by the Torah twice, in Parshas Yisro and Parshas Rosh Hashanah, and in the sheet in front of you, you have on the first page the Parshas Yisro, on the second page the Parshas Rosh Hashanah. Generally speaking, we assume that the first luchos, the Parshas Yisro, were given on the Vav Sivan and were broken as a consequence of the Cheder Egel. Parshas Rosh Hashanah represents the second set of luchos that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai after he descended on Yom Kippur. And this association of the second set of luchos with Yom Kippur is explained in a number of different gemaras. There's a Mishnah at the end of Maseches Tainis, it's a famous Mishnah. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kechamisha asar ba'av ukiyom haKippurim, shebohem benos Yerushalayim yotzos b'chlei lavan shu'ulin, shelo levayis et misha ein lo. And at the end of the Mishnah writes, Tzeinu ra'enu benos Tzion b'melech Shlomo, ba'atora she'itro lo'imo b'yom chasunoso u'b'yom simchas libo. So the Mishnah comments on that pasuk. B'yom chasunoso ze matan Torah, u'b'yom simchas libo ze binyan misamidosh she'ibone b'mher b'yameinu. So clearly the Mishnah has identified this pasuk, a chelik of the pasuk, Yom Chasunoso, as referring to Matan Torah. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis says the following: Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahay Yom Tov Yisrael Kechemisha Sab'ab Yom Kippurim Bishlom Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says, what's the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur? The Gemara provides two reasons. One is Mishum Nisbei Slichah Mechila, that we're familiar with. Two, the Gemara says Yom Shenitnu Bo Lucha Isachrenes. So the Gemara is pretty clear that Yom Kippur is associated with the Luchos Achronos. So here there's Rashi, I'm not going to go through the whole Rashi, but Rashi more or less explains here the entire calculation. It says Rashi, Shebiyudzayim B'tamuz Yorad Moshe Min Ahar Tchila. Rashi quotes this in Chumash, and Rashi here in Tainis. On Shivasu B'tamuz Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the Har, V'shibir Es HaLuchos. That's when he broke the Luchos. U'biyudchet Tochan Es HaEgel V'don Es HaPeshim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up a second time. Then Rashi has the whole calculation. Rashi has the same calculation also in Chumash. But here Rashi indicates Moshe Rabbeinu remained there another 80 days. Then Rashi goes ahead and makes the calculation. If you make the calculation from Shivasa B'Tamuz to Yom Kippur, Rashi says, Habavu Shmein Miyayin. I'm not going to go through the whole calculation. It's not really necessary for the Shia that I plan on discussing tonight. But that simply to show you the Gemara connects the Luchos with Yom Kippur. There's a second Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Nundal on the base. The Gemara also seems to imply that the first Luchos that were given on Shavuos contains the Nusach that's found in Pasuk Yisrael. The second luchos that was given Yom Kippur contains the nusach of Bo Eschanan. The Gemara says over there, also very well known Gemara, Nivneima b'dibra sachreinus loy ne'mar b'hem toiv u'b'dibra sarishreinus ne'mar b'hem toiv. And that's a whole discussion. If you take a look in the two Aseres HaDibros on page 1 and on page 2, so obviously the assumption of the Gemara is that b'dibra sachreinus lo ne'mar b'hem toiv u'b'dibra sarishreinus ne'mar b'hem toiv. I'll get to it in a moment. So the Gemara says, "Hoyel v'seifon liyishtaber." Since they were going to be broken, therefore, Torah was not written. Ask the Gemara, "V'chiseifon liyishtaber may have ma in yishmit le'tasinai." The fact it's going to be broken, why should that affect the nusach of Torah? Whether it should be included or should not be included? Amar Rav Ashi, "Chas v'shalom poska Torah liyisrael." The Gemara of Kana here states pretty explicitly that the nusach of the Luchos Achronos contains the text of the man Yitavloch. And the first luchos they were broken, it doesn't say the man Yitavloch. So you'll take a look, and you'll see on page 2, in the upper left hand corner, you can actually see it, when the Torah mentions in the context of Shabbos, Shomer Siyom HaShabbos Likacho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, and then it continues, B'zachar Dekiyev Ra'isa B'Eretz Mitzrayim, and Kabele tzadichu desimecho, kasher tzivcha Hashem alokecha, leman yarichun yomecha, uleman yitavloch. That's the Lashon of Tzayi. Ala adam asher Hashem alokecha desimecho. On page 1, where you have the presentation of Yisrael, you'll notice there the Torah simply says, in the context of Kibud Avayim, Kabele tzadichu desimecho, leman yarichun yomecha, ala adam asher Hashem alokecha desimecho. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma is commenting on the Nusach that's found in Vaiskanon, the Luchos Achronos. There the Lashon, the Torah uses the Lashon of Tov. And the first Luchos that were broken, it doesn't say Leman Yitavloch. The second Luchos, it says explicitly Leman Yitavloch. So the text regarding the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em differs from Pashas Yisro and Pashas Vaiskanon. There are a number of other distinctions between the formulation of Yisro and that of Pashas Vaiskanon that also are quite glaring and quite pronounced. And of course the most significant one relates to what we just mentioned, the idea of Shabbos. Chazal, Rashi refers to this Gemara. The Gemara says, Zachar v'shomer v'divar echon emru. But in Yisro, of course, as we know, the language of the Pasuk here on page 1 is Zachar v'shomer Shabbos v'kacho. In the context of Vaiskanon, there the Torah says, Shomer v'shomer Shabbos v'kacho. The general distinction between Zachar and Shomer is understood in the following way. That Zachar refers to the positive elements of Shabbos, Zochrei al Yayin, the makor actually for the din for the mitzvah of Kiddush that we do on Friday night is that pasuk Zochrei Shomer Shabbos v'kacho. The Gemara Navi Sochem as well indicates that Shomer, generally Chazal understands Shomer is referring to negatives. The Gemara always says that Tishomer Ten Va'al refers to Lotasei, refers to the negatives. So here in Pasuk Yisrael we have the idea of Zochrei. The Ramban actually has a famous comment over here in Pashas Yisroel. The Ramban indicates the word Zachar has two translations. One translation is the one that we generally assume is the translation of Zachar, to remember. Zachar Shem HaShabbos V'Kacho. And that we are Mekayim on a Daraisa level. How? Every day. Hayom Yom Mishon L'Shabbos, Hayom Mishen Yom Shabbos. After Kiyam HaMitzah, says the Ramban, Akiyam Daraisa, this pasuk of Zachar Shem HaShabbos V'Kacho. By virtue of every day articulating the fact that Hayom Yom Mishon L'Shabbos, this is subject to discussion, Machlokes Beisham V'Hillel, the Gemara Beitzah. But in terms of the actual pasuk, we are fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa every day by remembering the day and Shabbos being the epicenter of the entire Bria. Ramban has another translation of the word Zachar. Because the word Zachar, says the Ramban here, also has another element to it, which is really a fascinating, very profound Ramban. I'll just give you a marshal, the Ma'adab Adayman, the pasuk Yimayo. We say in Rosh Hashanah, actually, in the davening, very famous pasuk, that Klal Yisrael compared to Ephraim. There's a lot of nigunim on this pasuk. Haben Yakili Ephraim in Yelat Shashun. Kimidei Davibo Zocher Eskirenu Lo. Al Kein Hamu Me'aylo Rachim Rachmenu Nu Mashem. So the Rabbi says that Ephraim is a Ben Yakir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haben Yakili Ephraim. Klal Yisrael compared to Ephraim. In Yelat Shashun. Shashun, there's a Lahabdil, a place called Kfar Shashuin. That's why my wife takes me to buy presents for our grandchildren. So the word shashuin means something that you dandle, something that you delight in. Shashua is generally, you want to translate it in simple language, a chachka. Shashua, something that you are mishtashia with, that you enjoy. So it says in the pasuk the following: Haben Yakeli Ephraim in the other shashuin. Ki mi deidabri, but when I speak about Ephraim, zocher eskerenu lo, I remember him. Is that the pshat? So b'shenim estakash over there on Yemio, there's something which is seemingly not rational or fair. Because what comes first? First Zechira. Zechira precedes Dibur. How does the pasuk say, Kimi de Dabri Bo Zachar Eskerenolo? So many Rishonim say, no, that's not what Zachar Eskerenolo means. Zachar Eskerenolo does not mean to remember, but rather it means to appreciate, to cherish. Kimi de Dabri Bo, when I speak about Ephraim, so the Rebbeinu Shem says, Zachar Eskerenolo. I remember Ephraim with nostalgia. I remember Ephraim with Ahava, with love, with affection. So the Ramban is the one who's mechadish this translation right over here. Zochar Shem HaShabbos V'Kacho, says the Ramban, doesn't only mean to remember, but rather here means to appreciate, to cherish, to look forward to the Shabbos. That's part of the machlokes in Bisham and Misilah, in terms of exactly how a person prepares for Shabbos. Without getting into that machlokes right now, but the term Zochar has two translations. In the context, for example, of the Sheikh Schiros, so Mechuit to say every day, Shabru actually discussed this in Be'alocha, and the Sefer Achinuch talks about it, and many Achreim discussed it. So the word Zachor is a Sha'asa L'cha Amalek, means to remember. There's no question to remember the fact that Amalek
the fact that they simply Vayabra Amalek Vayrachim Yisrael befeed in the way the Chinuch and the way the Rishonim define the mitzvah to remember the Eva, the sinner, the enmity that Amalek had for Klal Yisrael. So there it needs to remember. But here Zochus and Shabbos the Katcho is not just to remember the Shabbos but to cherish the Shabbos. To see the Shabbos as being the most important, significant element of my life. The whole week revolves around the Shabbos. Shabbos is the very epicenter, and that's based Alpi Nigla, Alpi Nista, unquestionably. That's the idea of Zohar means to appreciate, to cherish the idea of Shabbos. So this is another famous distinction between the two presentations of Yaseres HaDibros, but this of course brings us to the next distinction, which of course is very well known, namely that the backdrop for Zohar in Pasuk Yisro is the Bria Sa'ilam. This is a famous kasha that the Ramban also, Ibn Ezra, refers to a kasha that famous kasha. Why did the Torah say Anoich Hashem Elokecha Hashem Tzitzicha Neheret Mitzrayim, as opposed to saying Anoich Hashem Elokecha Hashem Barasi Shemayim Barat? Why did Hashem identify himself through the Bria as opposed to identifying himself through Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer, of course, is Poshut, because Bria Sa'ilam is a universal phenomena that applies both to Jews and to non-Jews, applies to the entire world that Rav Shalom created. Mashenkin, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Anochi Havaya Lokech Hashem Tzitzich Yitzias Mitzrayim represents the intimate connection that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. The fact that the Ashkocha, the way the Ramban writes throughout Sefer Shemot, the Ramban Kesedah writes that there were, in the context of the Makos of Mitzrayim, there were three fundamental Yisoides that Hashem wanted to give over. First of all, the existence of Hashem is Barak. Number two, the Hashkocha of Hashem is Barak, divine providence. Number three, the omnipotence of Hashem is Barak, the fact that Hashem is the Kol Yochol. And that we see from any Pesukim, that's how the Ramban divides the, not just the Ramban, it's actually mentioned in the Haggadah, Rav Yudah Omer, the Tzach Hadash Barakha, the Rishonim have a field day with that tripartite division, and they point out the tripartite division is largely based on these three Yesodis of the Ramban. Rabbi Nechai also explicates this, but it's found in Achleinim at great, great length. So here we have Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otesich Beretz Yitzrayim, not Asher Barasi Shemayim Baaretz, because we want something to be specifically connected to Klal Yisrael. So now continuing with Zohar and Shomar. So in the Pasha of Yisrael, here the Torah mentions the backdrop is Briyat Olam. Why should we observe Shabbos? Ki sheishis yom nemotza Hashem es ha-shamayim ves oretz es ha-yom yatko Hashem bom vayonach vayem ha-shvi al kein beirach Hashem es yom ha-shabbos vayikat sheyu. Many have the practice of saying on Shabbos morning for the Kiddush, Al Kain Berach Hashem 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 Hashem. That presents a problem in Mishnah Berurah. We actually talk about this. The Gemara in Berachah says, "Kol Pasul Lepaskin Meisha Nanu Paskinan." I claim to have a field day with this. Rishonim also talk about this issue. In general, you can't go ahead and splice a pasuk or fragment a pasuk or divide a pasuk. The aloch is that a pasuk has to be quoted as the pasuk is found in the Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu was Kodeya, where Hashem is Berach was Kodeya. So therefore the best thing to do, of course, is the way the Hashulchan suggests and others, that's what I'm learning to do. When I say Kiddush, so I begin, Kishesh Yom, from the beginning of the Pasuk. Kishesh Yom, Asa Hashem, Asa Shemayim, Vesorach, Yom, Asa Hashem, Bom, Vayorach, Yom, Ashri, Al Kim, Berach Hashem, Asa Shabbos, Vayka Sheu. But we have to be, Malam Yitzchus, and Klal Yisrael. Because many people are learning to say, Al Kim, Berach Hashem, Asa Shabbos, Vayka Sheu. So the Tehran says that, this Achrenim say very clearly, the Easter of Kol Pasul, Paskin, Mesha, Anano, Paskinon, is only when I'm saying something with Tehran's Pasuk. But if I'm saying B'tar Shevach, it's being said B'tar Shevach, B'tar Bakosha, the same problem exists also with Hagbah. Hagbah and Gliva. I can't raise the question. What do we say? Alpi Hashem Yad Moshe. Nishtra is not Pasuk. There's no such Pasuk anywhere in Tanakh. So how do we say such a Pasuk? So there are those who are Makbid. I, my Abbein, were Makbid to say, stop. They don't need Alpi Hashem Yad Moshe. But the Minigai Lam is not like that. Matter of fact, people do even further. Al pi Hashem Yachin, Al pi Hashem Yisrael, as Mishra as Hashem Shamar, Al pi Hashem Yad Meisha. The answer is, if I'm saying a pasuk bitor shevach as opposed to bitor pasuk, then the Isra called pasuk paskin meisha and another paskin does not apply. There are 270 sum the Gemara has in the Gilded Brachos, one called pasul paskin meisha and another paskinon, one called pasul paskin meisha and another paskinon. It comes up quite often in many different contexts. This issue is raised by Gdolei Achronim. But anyway, I'm just noting that in the Pasha of Yisrael, when Zohar is mentioned, so the backdrop is Riyas Olam. Look in Pasha's Veschanan. There, obviously, when the Torah speaks about Shomos Yom HaShabbos Likacho, so there the Torah does not refer to Riyas Olam, but rather, as you can see, the Torah says, The Yom HaShviyi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha Lotzatzikom Elokha Atobim Kovitecha, etc., etc. The Zacharto Kiyeh Yisra Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Here the Torah mentions not the idea of Sheish Hashem Basra Hashem HaShemayim Besa'oret, but rather the Torah speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So clearly there are two aspects to Shabbos. One is the universal aspect of Shabbos that refers to the Shabbos being the Shorish of creation. And then of course the Torah Abis Kanon addresses Shabbos as being specifically and uniquely related to Am Yisrael. Gemara says that Goy Shasham is Chayim Misa. Gemara says that a Goy who observes Shabbos is Chayim Misa among the Nesugia B'nei Noach. That's what the Gemara discussed. And the Psukim that Kai Yisrachaya, the Yen V'chai Laiva Lo Yishbeisu, they don't have the concept of Shabbos. So, but there is an aspect of Shabbos that is universal that relates to the Bria of Chol Torah Kulos. This is another distinction between Pasha of Yisro and Pasha of Eschad. These are the obvious distinctions that I'm mentioning. There are a number of others that are a bit more subtle, a bit more nuanced between Pasha and Yisro and Pasha of Eschad, but I'm not going to focus on that. I'm interested in asking a simple question which my father Shalom was bothered decades ago. Why is there a necessity, other than the notion of Luchas Rishonos and Luchas Achronos, why did the Torah to present to us two Pashas that more or less, without focusing on the distinctions that we just mentioned and even some of the other more subtle distinctions, why is there a need for two different messages, or what are the two different messages that are being alluded to in these two Pashas? So if you examine the two Pashas carefully, which I'm going to do, so I would like to attempt to resolve that question by examining the context as well of these two Pashas, and we'll first begin with Pashas Yisro. In Pashas Yisro, Perek Yitesh is the Hakdoma to Kabbalah Satera, Kayadua, on page 1, upper right hand corner, V'chodesh HaShlishi, V'teich B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We have a rather elaborate preamble to Matan Torah. And there the Pasuk says, U'moshe Olah Al Elohim, V'yikra Elav Hashem El Ahor Leimor, Kol Sovon Beis Yaakov, V'sagil B'nei Yisrael. Rashi has his famous comment, namely, that we're addressing both women, Beis Yaakov, B'sagil B'nei Yisrael, men, Dvarim HaKoshim Gigidin. To women, one addresses them in a softer kind of tone, and to men in a harsher kind of tone. And Klal Yisrael told of the unbelievable height that can be achieved by the acceptance of the Torah. The Pasuk speaks here, V'esu etchem al kan finishorim, V'avi etchem eloi. And further, V'atem shemo atishmo b'koy l'ushmatem et brisi, V'isem li sgula mikol ha'amim ki li kol aretz, V'atem tiuli mamlechef kohanim b'goy kodosh, Eila advorim asher tedaber al bnei Yisrael. And how did Am Yisrael respond to the overtures of Moshe Rabbeinu? Affirmatively. Namely, what do they say? Kol asher dibe Hashem aseh. And now they're being prepped for this monumental event. A bit later, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Lech alaom b'kidashtam. It's the second paragraph. B'kidashtam vayom l'mocha v'chisus v'loisam. And v'hoyu nechayim vayom ha-shlishi ki vayom ha-shlishi. Yered kolom, Yered Hashem le'edi kolom al har Sinai. Because the focus of their preparation is formulated by the Torah in terms of what? The self-discipline that they're being asked to exercise. The Torah actually has, in a series now of recurring psukim, underscores the need for self-restraint. There's one message that's very clear here. We should even talk about it. The Higbalta Etom Sodi Vlemor. Means here there are many Hagbalot. Hishabu Lachem Alex Bahar Grab Kasel. Chazal said there were three machanos, just as we had. In the Mishkan, we have three machanos. We have at Hasinai also, Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, Machane Yisrael. Each one has their own place. The Gemara says, Ezel Chochem HaMakris Mekaymai. First has to know what his place is. And the Torah repeats this idea a number of times. Namely, Hishamu Lachem Alois Bahar and Goa Bekatzel, Kvarogia Bahar Mois Yumas. Lo Siga Bo Yod, Kisakol Yisakel, O Yaro Yiyareh, In Behemar Mishlo Yichia, Bimshoch HaYovel, Heima Yalu Bahar. So Moshe right away descends in order to carry out the requisite preparations of Matan Torah. Torah says here, "Vayikadosh Hashem, vayichapsu sim loisam," and then "Vayomer Elam hayu nechayim l'shosh yom al tikshu elisha," and then the Torah describes the majesty, the solemnity of the moment. "Vayikolu subrokin v'yonon kolavir ahor v'kol shayfar chazok miyoy v'yechavad kolam Hashem amachanet." And a bit later, "V'har Sinai oshan kulo." The Torah describes literally the unbelievable pyrotechnics of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
Vayal Ashano ki Yeshen Akivshon, Vayechel Akal Armo, Vayikol Ashefer, Heilek Mechazik Mei, Moshe Yedaber, Velokim Yanei Nebekol. And a moment later, Hashem instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, Nochamo, Reid Ha'Ebon, towards the bottom now, the Pasuk Chavalos. Reid Ha'Ebon, 10 years with Hashem Liros, and Nochamo Menu Rav. The Gamakonim and the Goshem Hashem Yiskadoshim. Now, there are different sectors, there are different areas where each particular group is obligated to find themselves in Wisconsin. So Moshe Rabbeinu responds, he tells Hashem his brother, there's no need, la yukha la'am la'lo salah sinai. There's no need, once again, to enjoin Klal Yisrael not to trespass. Why? Ki ato ha'idai tzabonu le'mo, you already said, ha'gbelo sa'avi kidashto. No, Hashem says, v'yom elav Hashem lech leig, v'yoli sa'ata ba'u nimoch, v'akonim ba'am, al yesu la'lo salah Hashem pa'n gifat ba'am. So, in effect, that's how the language of Vikidashtem, which is found here, and the Higbalta, at least it reminds me of another Ramban. It reminds me of a Ramban beginning of Kedoshim. The famous Mahalos Rashi and Ramban beginning of Kedoshim Tiyu. Rashi learns that the juxtaposition between Achremos and Kedoshim, says Rashi, since Achremos, there are two parshas in Chumash that more or less articulate the Arayas. They're found in Achremos, and in Kedoshim, the Unshim for the Arayas are found. There's also a lot of discussion, because not all the Arayas are mentioned in each of the two parashas. There are some distinctions between Achareimus and Kedoshim. But Rashi says, what's the juxtaposition? Why is there a smichus between Achareimus and Kedoshim? So Rashi says, Prushim Tiyum and Arayas. That when it comes to Arayas, we have to go ahead and separate ourselves. The Ramban there articulates the famous Yisod. Yisod of the Ramban is that even in areas which are permissible, a person has to be careful. A person is allowed to speak. A person is allowed to eat. But once you're not engaged in Achila Gatha, once you not eat excessively, once you not be gluttonous, when it comes to Dibur, Chas V'Shalom, once you speak Lashon Hara, once you not be Mitzvah Shema, once you not engage in Rechilos, and those Kaddish, Atzmecha, that we know in those areas which are also, of course you can't speak Lashon Hara, of course you can't be Mitzvah Shema. The Torah has explicit Lavin, Lo Sedech Lach L'Banecha, and other Lavin. So what is the Torah articulating here? It says the Ramban, even in areas which are permissible, one is allowed to speak, one is allowed to eat, Kaddish Atzmechal Mutalach. The Torah is articulating a very important principle of Yisod, that one should not be what the Ramban calls a novel Rishus HaTeira. One should not be a scoundrel with the Torah's Rishus. Means one could just speak and continue to speak and engage in all kinds of Pitputim Ilim Kal Yom Kal Laila. That's not appropriate. One has to discipline oneself. Kaddish Atzmechal Mutalach. And in the area of Achila as well. One eats, obviously, in order to, the way the Ram writes, we eat in order to live, not we live in order to eat. That should not be the approach. And similarly, when it comes to Dibur, the same idea, that one's Dibur, even though the Gemara has a Yuma, the Gemara, we should even discuss this, the Dibar Tavom, like the Dvar Mutalim, and the Easter Asay, against speaking Dvar Mutalim. The Ram has in Pirish HaMishnais and others, and elsewhere, the Ram describes Dibur, and it's clear the Ram was exceedingly careful with his Dibur, and what Dibur he felt was permissible. There are different types of Dibur. There's Dibur Teira, Dibur Chochma, there's Dvorim Hechlechim that a person has to speak. You speak to one's wife, to one's children, to one's siblings, to one's neighbors, to one's friends. There are areas of Dibur that obviously are necessary, that we can't live without. But beyond that, the Torah says that one has to be extremely careful. So this idea of Kedoshim Tiyu is essentially the Ramban Yisod, which is, I like to translate it as respect for a boundary line. What's the distinction between an animal and a human being? An animal operates on instinct. Ramban writes this in Chumash. Rishonim write it very clearly. Animals operate on instinct, and therefore, that directs their activity. They have all types of animalistic instincts that can be very base, can be very decadent. A human being with his logos, with his seichel, can control and moderate those instincts. He is able to apply the necessary breaks in order to curb and to moderate those instincts. And that's the idea of Kedusha. Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutalach, that's what Ramban is expressing, that Yisod. So when the Torah here, the beginning of Yisrael, in the Akdama, the Kabbalah Satera, the Kiddashto, and the Torah speaks of the Higbalta, Lechura, the Torah is reflecting this Yisod of the Ramban, the theme of self-discipline. The Torah is primarily a disciplinary code designed to govern every facet of our lives, and therefore Hagvolah is the critical. Where are the boundaries? And of course, an animal requires physical fences to prevent from trespassing. A human being hopefully creates artificial boundaries of his own in order to control temptation. Even all the dinim of Erevin are all what they call in modern parlance virtual.
good achik mechitzis, good achik mechitzis. It's all virtual. Virtual mechitzis, the fat mechitzis in a physical sense, necessarily. And yet, those virtual mechitzis are enough for a human being to, Baruch Hashem, who has seichel, to utilize them in order to control his temptations, to subdue his material, bestial side. There's another quality to the description here in Pasuk Yisro that's also, I think, worthy of note. The Torah has placed an inordinate stress on the word kol. I'm very sensitive to the language of the Torah, and I'll just show you how many times the Torah repeats this lashon. V'atem shemoa tishmu bikoli. A bit later, vayi bayom ashlishi b'yei tzabeke vayi koli suvrokin v'onon kovid alahor v'kol shofar chazik mei. A bit later, vayi kol ha-shofar horech v'chazik mei. Moshe yedaber v'elokim yanenu v'kol. Look after Matan Torah on the left-hand column, I underlined it. V'cholam royim et ha-koli v'yat ha-lapidim v'yes kol ha-shofar v'yes ha-or ha-shem. V'yaram v'yanu v'yam du mirachot. So Chazal, cited by Rashi, note the use of the verb royeh. Here the pasuk says, royeh et ha-koleis. So Rashi quotes Chazal, royeh et ha-nishma v'shoyim et ha-nireh. They saw that which was heard, and they heard that which was seen. What's the nature of that emphasis on kol? As a matter of fact, if you look in Tilim Chavtes, which we say on Leil Shabbos, on Friday night, before Mechadodi, and on Shabbos morning before Musaf, after Kriyat HaTorah, so the Ari HaKadosh writes that there, in that Perek in Tehillim Chavtes, there are many, many Kabbalistic allusions, and the obligation to recite it with great kavana and joy. I'm referring to Mizmor LeDavid, Chovel Hashem B'Ne'elim. If you examine that Mizmor, you'll notice the following. What is the central password of that Mizmor? Kol Hashem Al Amoyim, Kel HaKovet Hirim, Hashem Amayim Rab, Kol Hashem Bakoyach, Kol Hashem Behoda, Kol Hashem Shevi Arozim, Kol Hashem Chesiv Rab Oseish, Kol Hashem Yochul Midbar. The word kol there is also repeated many times. Chazal say, what is that Mizmor talking about? Matan Torah. And this was addressing Matan Torah when kings who are obviously and often have arrogance. Matter of fact, the Ramban writes the Chumash that the Ramban, Bishayim HaKatsen, about the Gemara Saita, the first paragraph, the Gemara discusses the Issa of Gaiva. Why is the Torah not formulating the Issa of Gaiva? So Ramban says, yes, the Torah did formulate it in the context of the Pasuk HaMelech. Because there the Torah tells us that what it mentions in Shoftim, there you have, in the Pasuk HaMelech, a reference to the Issa of Gaiva. A king has several injunctions that devolve upon him, that he has to be extremely careful about, both in terms of the number of wives that he's allowed to have, and also in terms of the number of horses he's allowed to have. We're always concerned about Panyoshev Asam Mitzrayimah. Hashem Amalachem, I told you, he doesn't want you to go back, Chas V'Shalom to Mitzrayim. So among the items that I mentioned there in the context of the Pasuk HaMelech is this pasuk. The Torah says he has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, and then it says, "V'hoisa imo v'karvo ko yimei chayav." It's in Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk Yitzes. "L'man yilma v'yuas Hashem alokav, lishmo as kodivu v'atara azreis v'shachokim eilu ha'aseisam. L'vilti rum v'bobo v'yachot." So Ramban says, this is the mocha for the Yisrael Gaivan. The Torah Dafka mentioned in the context of the Melech, because the Melech is obviously, by virtue of his position, is nice to the Gaiva. He's noted to haughtiness and to arrogance, and that's not a chiddush for us. Ramban says, "Nirma v'kan v'atara Yisrael ha'geyus." The Torah actually is Monea the Melech Migeus Ren Musaleh. The Kolshkin Achayet, Shenavuyim Batach. The average person who's not of the stature of the Melech certainly is the Issa of Gaiva. Kiberoi Lehisroimim Lehisgadel, someone who is worthy of this lofty position, that's in the Torah warns him, Yazivenu Lios Lubabo Shopol. Tichol Echad Akadami Menu. Ki a Gaiva Mida Meguna. Gaiva is a terrible Mida. Vinim Eset, Eitzel Okim. Afilu Bemelech. And why is that so? Ki Hashem levado habdula v'reinemus. Only to Hashem is barach is there a notion of gaiva. V'loi levado ha-tehila. V'bo yisal ha-adam. Toya vas Hashem called v'alev. And he quotes the psukim, we just read it. Yimiyo ha-novi ki mizois is hala misalel. Hasil v'yodo. Rabban has, Gemara at the beginning of Seita, the first paragraph, Gemara discussed it. The smag had a dream at night time. In fact, Akasha, why did the Ramam count the Isra of gaiva? Okay, that's a separate discussion. But hold on, this parak of Tess and Tillin, which has a focus on one word, kol, so that Chazal Te refers to Matan Torah. Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh refers to Midbar Sinai. The desert became host to the unbelievable presence of Hashem Yisbarach. And the Torahs are overwhelming in their power, in their magnitude. And that's what the Torah apparently is capturing over here by use of the word kol, lichoira, which I'm contrasting with that Mizmor in Parachotes and Tehillim. And note, this is the presentation that you have here in Yisrael. Now take a look at Boaz Kana, and you'll see there's a totally different presentation on page 2, where it's markedly different in both tone as well as terminology. The Pasha begins with Moshe Rabbeinu imploring Hashem is brought to enter Eretz Yisrael. The people are then enjoined to a host of communications to listen to the Chukim and Mishpatim, and the pasuk that we're familiar with, Kimi Goy Godol, Asher Lo Elokim Kroizun Elok, Hashem Elokeinu, Bechol Koreinu Elok. Chazal, the Gemara Shoshana, understands that pasuk is referring to Tzila B'Tzibur, and specifically, Yud Gimel Mido Sherachamim. The Gemara says that whoever is Maskir, Yud Gimel Mido Sherachamim, Brit Kuta, in Chazal Sreika. Rashi says that on the spot that if you invoke Yud Gimel Mido, Hashem Yisbarach will respond to our tefillos. But it represents the intimate bond between your Hashem Yisbarach and Klal Yisrael. Briskov has over there the notion of Tzila B'Tzibur. He says a concept that only applies to Klal Yisrael. Goyim, who have a notion of Tzila, look in the Melachim, Melachim Al Perachet, where the Navi describes that even a Goy can come be Makiv Kabonos, Ish Ish, and can come to Beit Hamikdash to Davin. But this notion of Tzila B'Tzibur, Ishto, there's no concept of Tzila B'Tzibur when it comes to Umas Olam. And anyway, right after that, suddenly there's a massive jolt, massive vashana, and the underlying sukkim in the right hand column. Raki shomer lechoshmer nafshecha meid pentish kachet advarim asher roein echo ufen yasur mevavchol kol yimecha yecho doidatom bivonecha vneivonecha. What's the obligation? Which the Ramban learns is a mitzvah say. There's also a lav over here according to the Ramban. You're obligated to transmit the experience of Matan Torah. Yoy Masha Matal Ne Hashem Elokecha B'Chorei Be'amor Hashem Elai Hakel B'Yisraon B'Hashmeim Esdavoy Asher Yomudum L'Yiroi Si Kol Ayom Masheim Chayim Ala Adama V'Yisbenehem Yila Medum V'Atikul Vum V'Tam Nun Tachas Ahor V'Yohor Bo'e Bo'ish Alei V'Shamayim Choshech Onon V'Arofel V'Yidavri Hashem Alecha Mitzaycha Eish Kol Gvorem Atem Shoyim Usnayim Chem Royim Zulosi Kel. And then a bit later, underline, V'nishmatem ev nafshoteichem ki lo reisem kol tzmuna b'yendi b'Hashem aleichem miteich ha'esh. What is the key word that's mentioned here that recurs many, many times? The word esh. To say that, it's not my chiddush. The Ramban says, I'll show you in a moment. This word is a key to understanding this soul. The image of fire of Har Sinai is obviously, and the Torah of course connects it right away to Avodah Zarah. If you look at the next series of Psukim, Ben Tashchison, Nachman Litzlan, if someone has to show him, go to Avodah Zarah, Vatisim Lachem Pesel, Tunas Kol Somel, Padnis Kol Behema, the Torah goes on at great length. And the way the Ramban writes in Chumash, whatever you have Avodah Zarah, that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kel Kana, emerges. Ki Hashem Elokecha, Eish Oichlohu Kel Kana. He's a vengeful God. And again, the specific bris at Har Sinai warning us to desist from any idolatrous leanings is underscored. And as I said, the Ramban refers to the Ram. He quotes the Ram Mor Nebuchim. And the Ram says, Mor Nebuchim, the language of Kel Kana, a vengeful God, is specifically utilized in the context of the admonition not to engage in idolatrous worship. Not to engage in Avodah Zarah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Kel Kana. So now the Torah then launches into a lengthy soliloquy. Lower right hand corner, Pasuk Chafei, we just read this on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara Megillah has a whole discussion what the Kriyat HaTorah should be. Kisoy with bonim of neibonim and neishantim baoretz. V'ishchatem. V'asitim pesel tunas kol. The Torah says that you'll have children and grandchildren and you'll become established in Eretz Yisrael and Rachman al Litzlan. What will happen, God forbid? And the Tiyat Avodah Zarah. V'asitim harab. Hine Hashem elokecha la'achiso. The Torah warns us. Ha'idei sivachem ayom et ha'shamayim v'esoretz. Ki avot tovidun maher. Rachman al-Litzlan, the dreaded punishment of Golos. The Torah already mentioned Golos and Achalemes and Kedoshim. The end of Achalemes, the end of Kedoshim, twice it's mentioned. But there it's talking about, the Ramban writes, the three Averis, the three cardinal sins, for which the Jew is obligated to give up his life. Avodah Zarah, Yud Arayi, Shri Chasom. Here the focus is on Avodah Zarah. Loi sa'arichin yomim olea ki yishomei tishomei dun dehaiti tashem eschem lo'anim achman ul'tzan will be vanished from Eretz Yisrael v'nishat in the same mispa bagoyim ha'sheinai gashem eschem shomba. And of course, what in effect will cause us to return? Why will we come back? So the Torah goes on to say in the bottom there, Pasuk Chavches, Chavches, Va'avadatem Shom Elohim Masri Yidei Odom, Eitz Va'eben Asher Lo Yirum, Ve'lo Yishmum, Ve'lo Yechlum, Ve'lo Yerichun, U'vikakte Misham Es Hashem Elokecha Matzatza, Kisid V'shem B'chol Levavcha, U'b'chol Nashecha. It goes on actually, the Psukim, up in the middle column, Batzal V'chol Mitzalucha Galadvar, Me'ele V'achas Hayomim, we're going to do Tshuva, that's what Ram writes, Tuchus Tshuva, Yomar has a Machodis about in Sanhedrin, where the Klal Yisrael is Migolim Dapka B'tshuva, even without Tshuva, but certain Klal Yisrael after Tshuva. That's what the Gemara says, that's what the Rambam says, and then the Pasuk goes on to say, Kikel Racham Hashem Elokecha, and somehow, what brings us back? The answer is, we remember Matan Torah. Kishalno B'yom Mavishenim Hashoyim Fonecha, Zimelayim Hashibo Elokim Ha'odom Ha'loros Umikniyas Umitzi Hashomayim Yaksi Hashomayim, Haniya Kadov Ha'agodu Hazeh, O Anishma Kamo, Hashom Ha'om Kerem Elokim Medaber Mitoich Ha'esh, Kasher Shamata Atov Ha'yechid. Do we ever have such an experience? No, the miraculous event of Am Yisrael hearing Hashem Yisbarach speak from amidst the fire. Hashem Yisbarach took us out of Mitzrayim, so we should observe his chukim and mishpatim, and enter Eretz Yisrael, and bizvechet arichas yomim, and that's what the psukim say towards the end of that keta, asher yita b'chol vanecha achavecha, ulman tarach yom al adom, asher Hashem alkecha zaytzi l'chol kol hayomim. So, and then the Torah has in a short interlude, I actually spoke about this, the Pasha of Ari Mikla. Ari Mikla is mentioned four times in Chumash. Why is it repeated four times? Each one for a different reason, unquestionably. And now the Torah continues. Here in Pasuk Perakei, the Torah goes on, Shema Yisrael, El Hukim Ve'el HaMishpotim, Hashem Elokim Kara Simon Abris B'Chayrev. There was a bris that Hashem consummated with us in Chayrev. And there, what, how did Hashem speak to us? There it says clearly, Hashem spoke to us, Mitzay Chayesh, Podim Befodim Dibay Hashem Yimbachim Boham Mitzay Chayesh. You have no line, Sukkim, in the middle. Towards the bottom. Anochi Yonei Ben Hashem Yimbachim, Ba'it Sahi Lagi Lachem Esvah Hashem, Ki Yireisem Nei Ha'esh, Vula Alisem Bohar Leimbar. And then, we have the Aseres HaDibros, followed by again, look towards now the other side. Here's the Aseres HaDibros, in the second, the last column towards the left, but the middle section. Esadvar Me'ele Dibri Hashem El Kol Ka'alchem, Bohar Mitoy Ha'esh, He'onon Va'arofel, Kol Gadol Velo Yosef. Vayichtadei Mashnei Buchas Avodah Vayitnei Me'loi. Vayik Yishamachem Esakol Mitoch Achay Shil Yohar Boya Boesh. Vatiku Bunei Lai Kol Rosh Yishiv Teichem Nesik Deichem. Vatayimu Hei Nehwanu Hashem Elokeinu Eskvoi Gov Eskgobo Vyeskel Shamanu Mitoch Haish Hayem Azeh Reinu Ki Yidabei Elokim Es Adam Bachoi Vyato Lomo Namus Ki Tzachleinu Haish Agdela Azot. They were fighting, they'll be consumed by the fire. Im Yisrael Anach Mishmoy Eskol Hashem Elokeinu Oid Mamofu Ki Mi Kol Basor Hashem Shom Akol Elokim Chayim Medaber Mitoch Ha'esh Kamonu Vayechi. So clearly, as you can see here, the key word and the key tone that's being expressed by the Psukim is Mitoch Ha'esh. So I would like to now formulate, if I may, the distinction between Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan, given the context that we just saw, given the backdrop of things that we just saw. In Parshas Yisro, as I mentioned, the omnipresent theme is the Kol Hashem. Kol HaShofar. Kol Am Royim Esakolos. In Veschanan, it's the Dibur Mitoch Ha'esh. That we saw many, many times, that the Torah actually stresses. Obviously, there's also the Kol Hashem in Veschanan, but this time it's the Kol Hashem that is undergirded Mitoch Ha'esh. So it's the Kol Hashem of Parshas Yisro against the Dibur Mitoch Ha'esh of Parshas Veschanan. That's one fundamental distinction. A second distinction. Who is being addressed? So in Parshas Yisro, it's the generation that left Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Atem Re'isem Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. And Hashem wants us to become a Mamachas Kohanim B'Goy Kodosh. Even the nomenclature that's used by the Torah to describe the people is the one we're familiar with from the Sayyid Mitzrayim. Namely, what term is used? Am. Kiseder. You'll take a look at the Tzulkim, you'll see. Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael Rav Yotzim Yimeno. Beginning of Shema. Here in Yisrael,
Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Ha'am El Hashem Vayanu Kolam Yachtov Babu Yishma Ha'am Bedabri Imoch Vayagin Moshe Divrei Ha'am El Hashem Lech Al Ha'am Bikidashta Mayim Imochor Yerid Hashem Leinei Kolam Al Har Sinai Vigbalt Es Ha'am Sobe Vimor Vayerid Moshe Mel Ha'am El Ha'am Vayikadesh Es Ha'am Vayom El Ha'am Vayechla Kolam Reid Ha'ed Ba'am Lo yuchal ha'am la'alois al ha'asinai. Vayir Moshe min ha'am ha'har el ha'am. V'chal ha'am goyim et ha'kodos es al ha'pidim. I'm not going to cite you all the psukim, but there are many. Ramban in Beshalach, Ramban quotes a very fascinating chazal. I think it's a Medrash Rabbah. The term am that's found in Chumash, kol mokiv shenema am loshen genai. The mocker is the passion by Israel. Vayi ha'am ki misleinim im rab yozni Hashem. That's the mocker. The term am, there are many terms that are used to describe Klal Yisrael in the Torah and in Tanakh as well. The term am has an element of gnai to it. Yisrael is Roshin Shevach, and the term am is Roshin Gnai. So that's the way Klal Yisrael is described over here in the context of Pasuk Yisrael. What term is used to describe Klal Yisrael by Eskanan? The Ator Yisrael, or the Klal throughout Sefer Dvarim. The term Yisrael is used, Goy Godol, Vayikra Moshe of Kol Yisrael, Vayimei Alem, Shema Yisrael, Sachukinim, Zahmishpatim, earlier, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, just throughout Sefer Dvarim. The term that's used is not the term Am, but rather, sometimes you do have that term also, I can't say it's not there, Bechlal, but primarily, the term Yisrael, other terminologies are used to describe Am Yisrael. So we have two different terms that are being used to address Klal Yisrael. One term that's found in Yisrael, and one term that's found in Moschana and Mechlal, that's a Midran. That's another distinction. A third distinction, which I think is also critical, the focus in Parshas Moschana essentially is to all the generations who are going to be living in Eretz Yisrael, to Bonim, Ubnei Bonim. Hashem Yisbarach wants to address literally Lonetta, Kol Adereth. When it comes to Yisrael, the focus here obviously is not that at all. And the raya in Moschanan, of course, I'll just bring you a few psukim. Perek Daleth Pasuk Tes here. It says, "V'hoydatem libonecha l'vnei bonecha." Yehi Masher Amatav Hashem Elokecha B'chayra. I mentioned the Ramban says there's both an asay and a lois asay. If you take a look here, you'll see the Ramban. The Ramban is found on page 4. Ramban is in two places. One is in the Sefer Mitzvos, which I'll get to hopefully later on. But on page 4, Ramban says, he quotes Rashi. He disagrees with Rashi. In third line, he says, he's the Bomari. One should not forget my menatzin. We call out Rome, Asherol Shomenecha, Hakelos Vealapidim, Eskroyde Vesgodo, Udvar Asher Shemata Shomitecha Eish. V'Todia Kol Advarim Asherol Enecha B'Mamar Hanich Barahu LiBonecha V'Beibonecha Adolam. The obligation is to transmit the experience of my menatzinai V'Deri Deres. Upir Shatam. The Torah itself tells us what the reason is. In order to engender Yirat Hashem, that's a lot. Ramban continues with Tzivonu, not just Allah, Mitzvatei, there's also a positive commandment. Shinodia Bolachol Zareinu Midor Bidor, Kol Masha Hashem Biriyo Bishmiya. Vatzeelos Mitzvah Azeis, Zedon Yerei. There's a very important reason behind this. Shim HaYudibi Atar, Boy Melen Mipim Reishim Bilbad, it would only come through Moshe. Abba Mishin Nebuasto Nisam Soba Isisim Leistim, even though his Nebuah was established, was grounded, and Isisim Leistim, in Yoker Bikibenu Novi Yachalim Chalim. Let's say a Novi were to appear, he would literally contradict Moshe Rabbeinu, Achman al-Litfad. He would also produce Oiseis. Yikoni Sofik, believe our notion. People now would have doubts. Ve'inenu arois. Ein shom emtzoi. It's the Baruch Hashem directly communicating with us. Not kish kol chaylek, v'chol mistapek, u'nishaka roisoi. Lo yorvei arois. We know that that person who comes with all kinds of eisim and eisim is a shakron. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was established. The Rambam writes that in the Sefer Yetzirah. That don't think Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was established earlier because by Aminu Hashem of Moshe Abdo in the context of the of Yamsuf. No, it was established as the result of Matan Torah. Tikshenati gamkin adov lebaneinu. When we transmit the experience, Yedu Shahoya Adava Emet Vloy Sofet Kilo Rau Kaladeret Kilo Noi Sheket Levaninu Chas V'Sholom, we're not going to testify and in effect transmit Sheket to our children Vlo Nankil Osam Dvar Hevel Vein Bamoyo Vein Vlo Yistapku Kral Beidusenu Shenoy Lehem Av Yaminu Bevadai Shereinu Kulonu Beineinu V'chom Ashish Yitarnu Lehem. That's Derech Agav Rishayna bring that Matan Torah is the Kabbalah Ne'emenes. It's the Kabbalah Midere Deres. From generation to generation. Unlike Lahavdil and Abdalfi Abdullah's other religions that are completely dependent upon one person who had all kinds of, who knows what, who saw all kinds of things and walked on water and basically whatever he did over there and whatever they did over there, no one knew about it. It was all about Tnei Arachet, all the Tesef. This was all because of the Brokim. It was public. In front of 600,000 plus people, and they are made Kabbalah Ne'emenes, the Deredes. The Ramban also had the same idea. Next, on page 3, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the very famous Ramban, he took the Rambam to task for not counting the mitzvah of Maimon HaSinai. There's what to talk about that too, but maybe I'll get to that later on. But here you see also in that piece, on page 3, he also lays down the same yisod, namely the obligation to transmit this experience. But the Ramban says something here, a loshen. I once heard many years ago from Rashida tells that Mordechai Gittes, the Chassar Gidrocha, he was focused on, he has a whole schmooze on this Yisod. I'm like the last 5 lines over there. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, V'adab v'manecha, B'lima ratel v'nebonim, the Gemara discusses that I'm quoted the Halacha. The obligation of a father to teach his son, obviously, but it's also a grandfather also had the Din of Talmud Torah. And Ramban writes, Ki limud emuna tatera hu alimud batera. What a line. What does that mean? Limud emuna satera. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, the famous Rambam. He said he has more simcha to teach one yisod in Ashkofa than teaching mitzvahs. Rambam here says, Limud emuna satera hu alimud batera. The limud of emuna satera is also limud batera. And this is a mitzvah, a lomis, and the obligation to transmit it, midor l'dor, it's also allowed. And Harav Shokhecha, the Ram forgot to count this mitzvah. Don't worry, he didn't forget to count it. I'll discuss that later on, maybe. But clearly, the Ramban has such a notion. So we see the inordinate stress in Parshas Vayeschanan. Going back to Vayeschanan, distinction between a third distinction between Yisrael and Vayeschanan is that here there's an incredible stress on grandchildren. I could show you many other sukkim in Dvarim. I'm not going to be matriach you. All the psukim I jotted down for myself, where you have messages that are being transmitted to grandchildren to ensure our permanence in Eretz Yisrael, and that's a common theme. And the Ramban says all this was designed to imbue us with Yirat Hashem. Sefer Dvarim is focused very much on Yirat Hashem. I just quote you a few psukim: "The Atem Hadvekin Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayin." Perek Dalet Pasuk Dalet. Or I quoted earlier: "Kimi God Godol Asher Lo Elokim Kleiv Meilav." In this week's parsha, Vayeschana. Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Eilav. Or, V'adam V'vanecho, Asher Yomudun L'Yiroisi. Or, V'yadata Ayem V'asher Yomudun L'Yiroisi. Ki Hashem Elokeinu B'shamayim Nimao, V'yaros V'donat Einei. Or, in Perakei, Mi Yitain V'hoyo L'vavim Zevahen L'Yiroisi. Ki say that the Torah is focused on Yirah Shamayim and says the Dvar on the Man Sirah, Hashem Elokeinu. So these are three distinctions so far between Pashas Yisro and Pashas Vayeschanan. A fourth distinction. In Pashas Yisro, it's stressed V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amin ki li kol ha'aretz. I once heard about Soloveitchik, one of his drushes, he pointed out that Torah is universal. Torah has no specific locus. There's a chiyuv of learning Talmud Torah, whether one is in Beit Shemesh, or the one is in Teaneck, New Jersey, or in the wilds of Africa, or in the tundra somewhere, or in Asia. It transcends boundaries. All geographic borders is relevant.
to all corners of the globus. You look carefully in Rosh Hashanah or Bichlal and Sefer Dvarim, there the focus of the Torah seems to be Eretz Yisrael. Many, many psukim came out, of course, we're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah says, in Perek Dalet, for example, it speaks about Chukim Mishpatim Leman Tichyun Uvasem Birishtem Es Oretz, or in Perek Dalet Pasikei. Rei Limadati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokoi La'afes Kein B'Kerav Oretz Asher Atem Boim Shom Darishta. Perek Dalet Pasik Yudalet, I'm just quoting some of the psukim. Vosi tivo Hashem ha'isayil lamed etchem chukim mishpotim la'aseischem ba'oret asher atem lo'ivim b'rishtam l'vishto. Perek dal pasuk habeis. V'atem lo'ivim b'rishtam et ha'oret ha'teva azoi tisham lochem tentishku et bris Hashem elokeichem. Perek dal pasuk men. V'shamad es chuka v'nishotem asher yita v'chol banecha chavecha ulaman ta'arichun yom me'adama asher Hashem elokeichem. No'i sing loch. And I have many other psukim that I jotted down for myself, but I'm not going to mention all of them. So that's a fourth distinction between Yisro and Rosh Hashanah. The focus of Rosh Hashanah is Dafka Eretz Yisrael. Ad today, where even though we are familiar with the Shita of Rabban, the Rabban Shita is, to add his Perish al Torah, many disagree with him. But the Rabban contends the Ika Kiyama Mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabban, especially in Pasach Haremos, that's where he delineates and lays out an entire perspective. The Ikur Kiyum HaMitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Based on the Rashi and Eger, Rashi quotes from the Ofrish and the Navi, Yirmiyahu, Hatzivu Lachem Tziyunim, and the Rambam refers to that Rashi and says that I'm only talking about Mitzvah Tzuyus Boretz. Mela, Shemitah, Tzumitz of Isis, we understand that that's after Eretz Yisrael. Unquestionably. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Mechayiv and those items. No, the Rambam says, I'm talking about Chayvus HaGuf. I'm discussing Achilas Matzah, Be'er Fekul Matzahs. I'm talking about Kriyat HaMezuzah, even Chavis HaGuf, that the Pasha supply everywhere. I'm bound to the Ikur Kiyum HaMitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, and what I do in Chutzah is only as a Targil. It's an exercise. It's a Hekatimtza. In order to know how to be Mekai Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, I do it in Chutzah as well. So the Chalal Sefer Dvarim is very much focused on Eretz Yisrael. My Rebbe asked Soloveitchik, he held that there's a marker for the Ramban, the Apostle of Chumash, in Lech Lecha. So it says in the Ferish, he says. That's the mock of the Rabban, because the Torah in Lech Lecha, when the Torah actually lays out the bris, so the language of the psukim there is based on the Gemara and the Ksubis, because the pasuk here indicates Bakimesi is Perek Zayin pasuk Zayin. Bakimesi is brisi beinu beinecha uvein zaracha chavecha v'zareisu v'bisraelu v'yestecha v'lokim u'zaracha chavecha. A bris, that Hashem should be for us, Elkim. V'natati v'chol zahacha chalecha eitz eretz mugurecha eitz kalaretz kenan achuzat oilom v'yif yulayim v'lokim. The Torah seems to have juxtaposed the bris dafka with Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the Anikshubas, the famous Gemara, that kol ador v'chutz oretz kiilu ein lo Eloah. Kol ador v'Eretz Yisrael he has Eloah. And the Ramban kayadua, the Ramban has a shita that the hashkocha v'Hashem Yisrach in Eretz Yisrael is the direct hashkocha. Without mediation, without intermediaries, without fat wraps, without all kinds of other, shall we say, people in the middle, middlemen. No middlemen. Ibn Shem, Eini Hashem Elokecha, Bo, Meireshis Hashona Rach Yishona. Bo, Dafka Eretz Yisrael. That's where Eini Hashem Elokecha, that's where you have a direct Hashkocha. So Pashas V'Eschanan, which is found in the context of Tevez Varim, seems to be addressing more specifically Eretz Yisrael. Distinction number five. Between Yisro and Rosh Hashanah. It's something that aroused my cheek. I discussed with my father, Zechen of the Bracha, many, many years ago. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on that pay test, the Gemara says that Har Sinai has a number of different names. Besides the name Har Sinai, it's also called Chayrev. And the Gemara dashes, Sinai, Shemisham Yorda Sinai, the Umas Ha'ilam. Sinai is the mocker for the Sinai, the Umas Ha'ilam, Klapi Am Yisrael. Chayrev, Shemisham Yoda Churva Laila. If you look in Yisrael, in the context of Aseret HaDibros, how does the Torah describe the mountain? Either as Har, or HaSinai, or Midbar Sinai. It's true. In the context of the Sneh, there it says, Vayyobo of Har HaElokim Chereva. But here in Aseret HaDibros, the Lashon of the Pasuk is either Har, HaSinai, or Midbar Sinai. And you also have in Bishalach, if I'm mistaken, Hindi Yomid Fanecha Shomar Asur Bechayrei, the Yatsuri Men Amayim. But however, in the context of Matan Torah, the term which is used is Har Sinai. Kisisa, you also have it. Vayisnatu B'nei Yisraelis Ed Yom Har Chayrei. But in the context of Yisrael, the term that's used to describe the mountain is Har Sinai. In Sefer Dvarim, you take a look throughout Sefer Dvarim, with the exception of the pasuk at the end of Dvarim, when Hashem offers the Torah to the nations of the world. Hashem is Sinai Bo, Mizrach Misei Olamo, Ophia Mehar Parav, Yasser Riv, Vatelesh, that's the only time the term Sinai is used. What term is always used in Dvarim? Chayrev. I'll stop and I'll not list every citation, but beginning of Dvarim. Achar Asol Yom Mechayrev Derech HaSeir HaKadosh Vanea. Vanisa Mechayrev. Here in Vos Chanan, this week's Pasha. Raki Shomer L'chol Yom Asher Amadam Ne'ashem Elokecha Mechayrev. And then a bit later, Kilarisim Kotzmuna B'yom Dibre Hashem B'chayrev, especially in the context of Matan Torah, Perakei, Hashem Elokeinu Kalas Imona Bris B'chayrev, in Parshas Eked, U'b'chayrev Hiktatem Es Hashem, in Kisavo, Eilu Dibre Abris, Asher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe Lichos B'nei Yisrael B'yaretz Moyav, Mivad Abris, Asher Kalas Iton B'chayrev. Why dafka the term Chayrev used here, as opposed to the term Hasina, which is found in Yisrael? That's another distinction. I just want to make one or two other comments. I have many other distinctions, but I will just leave it with these five. All of these differences, both textual and terminological, and I think conceptual, lead to one ineluctable conclusion. Tzvei dinim. Yisro and Veschanan constitute two distinct parshas, two different messages that the Torah is trying to get across. And I don't think it's my chiddush. I think it's the Lashon Ramban. But I want to be marked in with the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara I'm very fond of. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Chav Tesna Rebez, I believe it is, the Gemara says, Hu Lilmo, the B'nai Lilmo, Hu Kedem Lilmo. If a father has the choice of learning, and a son has the choice of learning, who comes first? The father comes first. There's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda over there. He says, B'nai Zoroz Mamulach, if he has a son who's very precocious, very energetic, very eager, enthusiastic to learn Torah, then the halacha is, under those circumstances, v'noi kaidmai. And the Gemara gives several examples. So, we have a pretty clear halacha. So many, many years ago, when my children were very young, so, I went to my Rebbe, and I said to my Rebbe, I don't understand. So, I finished the Gemara. Who v'ilmo the v'noi v'ilmo, who kaidmai v'noi? I think I have more of an interest in learning Torah than my children. And yet I have to work for a living and have to be gainfully employed in order to support my children. Why? It's against the Gemara. Who will the B'nai Vilmar? Who claim them? No. I should take precedence. And then he said to me, what do you expect? They should support you? But that's not what he answered. He gave me the following answers. He says, Enachanami, if the issue were purely an intellectual one and you pit the father against the son, and the father is highly motivated, and he has an acute developed intellect, and the son is not so motivated, and not so keen on learning Torah, so the father wins hands down. That's what Gemara says, Hu Vilma B'nai Vilma. But that's not the issue. What's the issue? Not Hu Vilma B'nai Vilma, Hu Vilma U'B'nai Liyas Yehudi. The issue is, will your son continue the Materes? Netach Yisrael Yishaker. Will the Materes of our beautiful tradition and heritage be maintained? If that's the issue, then there's no question. If it's who Vilmoy, Ubunoy Lios Yehudi, Lahamshech Asamaseles, it's Ashushelet, it's a Poshet, that obviously your son takes precedence. That's what my Rebbe told me, Asolovichik. I asked him this question close to 50 years ago. And that's the answer he gave me. Arayom Azed resonates in my head. So it appears that the obligation to transmit the Matzorah overrides the din of Hu Vilmoy U'B'nai Vilmoy Hu Kayil Vilmoy. So what are we saying? So we're saying basically Tzvei Dinim when it comes to Talmud Torah. One is an obligation to learn Torah as a means to an end, or as an end in itself. This, by the way, the Derech Aga, the Beis Halevi, has a famous discussion on the issue of women in Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in both in Brachos and Yuzayim, the Gemara also comments elsewhere in Ksubis, A number of times the Gemara talks about the obligation of women. Women are apostles, Talmud Torah, Agamon Kedushin, apostles. B'neichem v'lo b'neseichem. So what are women obligated to learn? The answer is halacha l'maisa. That was irrelevant to them. The Rambam quotes that Noshim, we say Noshim b'vorcha zichat zateo, mem zayin yisat shechonach. Why? The dinim that are relevant to them. You also have to say the Korban Tumid on a daily basis, but the dinim that are relevant to them. Okay. Good parts of Torah are certainly relevant to women. You have to know Hilchot Shabbos Aburya. Some of them have to be familiar, since they're the ones doing the cooking in the kitchen. You have to know Basar v'cholam t'arabas, unless they have someone to ask a shayla to. In halacha l'maisa. But there's one obligation to learn Torah as a means to an end, that's certainly women are mechuyav to. There's no chiyuv of women to learn Talmud Torah, that in itself, that's generally accepted. But undoubtedly, one obligation is to acquire the knowledge of Torah, and that of course assumes that one is going to be, shall we say, both involved intellectually, one will develop hopefully analytic skills, cognitive development, abstract conceptual formulation at the highest of levels in order to understand sugyos and shas, and to develop a halachic methodology in categories that are very precise, and to articulate the Torah in the most beautiful way. That would seem to be, l'fi anir zaiti, the function of Pasuk Yisrael. A divine discipline that we're obligated to carry out, and it presupposes hachana, and it presupposes chinuch, hagbola, mechitzis, kedusha, v'kidashtem, v'igbalta, so'am sabavaymor. But then there's a second obligation, which I believe is embedded in Parshas Vayeschamas. It's not sufficient that a person should simply see the Torah as a divine discipline, as something which has intellectual acuity, but rather more important and perhaps even more significant is the regesh, the eish ha-Torah, to be able to somehow connect to the emotional heartstrings of a child. And that's exactly what the Parshas Vayeschamas is out to apparently develop, this idea. The thrust is not so much cognitive, but experiential. Emotive. And I would say the vehicle is more a Rebbe-Talmud relationship, where the Rebbe and Talmud have a yachas. And here, essentially, the whole idea of Eschanan is for a Jew to experience the Yedidus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi comments in Chumash on the pasuk in Bamidbar, Utruas Melach Bay, says Rashi, Re'uso Shakar Rizbocha. The word Trua refers to not just the Koel, but also refers to the friendship, the intimate friendship of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Ramban, I believe, is really articulating, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and also in the Ramban in the Sefer Shal HaTorah, and this pasuk. Namely, the fundamental theme is the rendezvous with the Shekhinah. My Rebbe used to call it a date with the Shekhinah. If you look in the Ramban, in Zakdama Tishmeis, the Ramban there points out, the Sefer Shemais is also called Sefer HaGeula, and explains why the laws relating to the Binyan HaMishkan are included in Sefer Shemais, offhand, where they belong, in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer that deals with Kabbonis. They should have also the laws relating to the Mishkan. The Ramban discusses, I believe, this is the Kasha that bothers him. And the Ramban has the Yisod that initially he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled in the tent of the Avos, the Imos. That's what the Targum always translates. The oil of the Abbas Mimos was a veritable Mishkan. So the Ramban goes on there to describe in the Agdama to Shemais that the Gula from Mitzrayim was only completed when the Shekhinah dwelt again amongst Klal Yisrael. When they were elevated to the state of the Abbas, the Ramban Keseda speaks of the Abbas Tainin Merkatel Shakarish Balchu, which is Alpia Kabbalah. He talks, but the presence of Hashem Yisbarach manifested itself at Sinai, the first Mikdash, and was transferred to the Mishkan. The Ramban Kayadua, Lachem has a Shita. Mishkan is a Hemshech of HaSinai. The Shita is the Ramban. There are many not only terminological analogies between Mishkan and HaSinai, but also conceptual. Both of them have Kedusha and Mechitzis. The Kedusha is divided into different Mechitzis, as we mentioned earlier, Machane Shechina, Machane Leviya, Machane Yisrael, both in HaSinai as well as in the Mishkan. That idea is Kedusha and Mechitzis. So that aspect is why the Torah apparently decided to go ahead and mention that, as I said, in the Parsha of Eschanan really addresses this particular aspect. I once heard my Rebbe say something which is very fascinating. He quoted over, I don't know if the story is true or not true, but the story described the encounter of the Reis HaLevi, Soloveitchik's great-grandfather. He was named after him, and the Biala Rebbe. The other Rebbe was the Talmud of the Beis Halevi. He became an Admor. He became the Chassidish Rebbe. And the Bialy Rebbe was obviously full of passion and full of a lot of fervor. So he convinced the Beis Halevi, his Rebbe, to come and visit him at a tish, when the Rebbe had a gathering of his Chassidim, etc. And the way the story is told, that it was in the middle of the winter, and the winter was fierce, it was a ferocious winter, but the Chassidim began to sing, and their vankai somehow melted all the snow outside as a result of their vankai. Then the trees began to bloom and blossom, so the birds began to sing, and the light, and the cold Russian winter twilight was transformed through the ecstasy of the Chassidim into a bright spring day. It was a total metamorphosis, a total transformation. And Shkia was coming. Beis HaLevi was devoid of any emotion, that was not disciplined, that was not Mafia Alocha. He looked at his watch. He interrupted the song to remind the people it was getting late. Time to daven mincha. You have daven mincha before Shkia. Briskas are generally makpid now to daven mincha before Shkia, but finish chazor hashachar before Shkia as well. As they stayed in Halocha, that's the way it should be. Suddenly, what happened? The spring faded, and cold winter, once the year was upon them. So, the Bialy Rebbe was trying to point out to the Litvaks who were gathered over there, there are two elements to Torah. There's the logic of Torah, that's how the Pasuk Yisrael. There's also the passion of Torah, that's how the Pasuk Baschanan. Tvei dinim, two different parshiyos that seem to be. And this specific dialectic, I could be ma'arich on at great length. And I actually have what to be ma'arich about. A great love, at least to ask, I'll just be kitzer, not try to go beyond so it's about Pesach and got to Talmud Torah. But anyway, there are two aspects of Talmud Torah. One is to learn Torah, to understand as an instrument, as I said before, it means to an end, wants to know what to do. But there's another aspect of Talmud Torah, namely a person wants to achieve Tara Sagadra, Tidusha Samachshova. A person wants to create Yirat Shamayim. It's a religious experience of the highest order. And this idea, of course, the Gemara has in Brachas, the Gemara says, Agud the Pirka Riyata, the Gemara above in the base, that the schar of learning is Riyata, the running, Zok Rashi. Iko kibu schar ha Riyata, Reitzim l'shmur ad Roshim b'pi Chocham, his schar ha Merutza, running. Sharei Ruba min the Medinim. Most of them don't understand. Lahami Girsa, B'loim HaShmura. For what's the schar? Coming to the Shia. So Rashi is not indicating that this is, as I said, the ideal. It's clearly not the ideal. The ideal is to understand. But it's certainly becoming double to the Torah, or double to Hashem Yisbarach, by virtue of the Shia that one goes through. There's no question. And that is, by the way, why many explain the bracha, Machlokes HaRishonim, Machlokes HaRambam and HaRif, that their nusach of Birchas HaTorah is al divrei Torah. While the Nusach of the Ramah, the Nusach of the Ashkenazim is Lasak B'divrei Torah, the Hisaskut B'divrei Torah. The Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just designed that a person should have Havana, but that a person should be Miskari at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should be a Kirva to Hashem Yisbarach, and those are the Psukim that are found here in Parshas Vayeschanan. And this unquestionably is really maybe even more significant than the Parsha of Yisrael. This connection to Eish HaTorah, the very famous Rambam in the Chizuk HaGiga, Rambam speaks of the mitzvah of Hakel. So Rambam clearly understood Hakel to be a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai. In general, my Rebbe held that the obligation to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, for those who stand, Machlokes HaPoskim. What's the issue? Is Talmud Torah, when one reads the Torah publicly, is that considered to be a Kiyum of Talmud Torah B'tzibur? And then the Gemara says in Megillah, Mishameisav Gamliel, Yodah Chushal Olam. And we no longer stand. The Atzapah Avodi Modi. Or no. Based on Yushalmi and Brachas, his mashma, that's what the Chaim Tzinnin, Tatzal, in his Akdama, to Binyan Eilu, that's what he assumes. That it's a kiyam of Maimon HaSinai, every Kriyas HaTorah. So it has to be Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'ruseisu, Be'zeya, has to be Ba'amida, has to be with a sense of awe, and a sense of Yashamayim. So Lashon HaRambam, when it comes to Hakel, he writes, V'gerim, She'ena, Makirin, Chayam, Lohochim, Liba, Malakshiv, Oznam, Mishma, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'gila, Be'roda, Kiyam, Shadita, Me'sinai. Compares the experience of Hakel, the Lashon and the Pasuk, who happens to Matan Taylor. Hakel be Yisom, Ve'ashmeen et Devoy, Asher Yomud and Lirosi. So there also, with reference to Hakel, which is found at the end of Zvarim, namely, you have also a kind of Kiyum of Matan Taylor, the Lashon and Ramam is, that even Mishen Yachol Shmaya Mechadim Libo Lekriya Zu Shaloi Kama Akosum Ela Lechadik Das Toemes V'yir Atmo Kilo Nistabim Diagvura, as if he's actually right now being Nistabim Diagvura. And this might also be the discussion of Mishnah Berurah and Bi'alocha, and this is a whole very famous discussion among the Dolei Poskim, even this coming Shabbos. How do you read Vaschanan? Tam Elyon, Tam Tachtan. The Minigat Yisrael, the Minigat Gura seems to be only at Shavuos we read Tam Elyon. Otherwise, we always read Tam Tachtan. Chutzlaretz, I grew up in Chutzlaretz. That is definitely not the case. Kimat always they read Tam Elyon. Pashat Yisrael, Pashat Vaschanan, and Shavuos. I don't think they ever heard Tam Tachtan in Chutzlaretz. And the Mishabru explains the distinction between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtan, whether each Dibur is by itself, that's in Tam Elyon. Or Tam Tachtoin, where each Pasuk is a separate unit. Each Pasuk is viewed as a separate unit. But the practice, what I understand, and that's as well, I thought that was the meaning of Agra, is always to read, only on Shavuos to read Tam Elyon. Then I heard in the name of Rav Chaim Briska that he said even on Shavuos you read Tam Tachtoin. Not just Yisrael Veschanan, but even on Shavuos you read Tam Tachtoin. But the way the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, if you take a look at the Bi'alocha, it has a very beautiful piece on this distinction between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtan. Akir Yekach, my Rebbe held that Trop is Ma'akir in Kriyas HaTorah. The way the Poskim generally assume that's not the case, otherwise we'd be in a lot of trouble, in massive trouble. He was very Makbid on Trop. The Malkari who read for him was a Boki B'chol Tamei Akra. There's not one mistake that the Malkari made in Trop. Not a Mercha Tipcha was out of place. Ve'ez Mir. This is but we generally assume Trump is ma'akim to the extent that it affects the havona of the kriya, the meaning of the psukim of the text. But to say it's ma'akim kriya satira, but if you assume they're talking about Maimon HaSinai, Maimon HaSinai, wow, what an awesome achrayus. Lo yikolareitz alito of Hashem ito. Not everyone can. The Rambam writes in one of his letters about the amount of preparation a person has to do with kriya satira, that one should not have the audacity just to go and appear. Okay, I'll just be Messiah since I see, even though I didn't want to be Messiah. But you see from these two parshas, the parshas, that there are tzvei dinim. Tzvei dinim in the two sets of parshas. And I really think these tzvei dinim explain all the chilukim that I said earlier. Namely, the term kol as opposed to esh. The door of Yetzim Mitzrayim as opposed to the door she came to, coming to Eretz Yisrael. The Lashon of Am that's used in Pasuk Yisrael as opposed to the Lashon of Yisrael that's used when Klal Yisrael is entering Eretz Yisrael. Who's being addressed? Banu Bnei Banu in Pasuk Vayeschanan, and Yisrael it's much more localized. And even I would say, and this already needs some more hesber, Har Sinai versus Chered. That explains that distinction in the light of this. Somehow Chered carries with it, it conjures up this idea of Eish as opposed to the Lashon of Sinai, and also the distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Kili Kol Aretz. Basically, Torah certainly is universally applicable. The obligation to learn Torah applies is ubiquitous. It's not limited, but this notion of Eish HaTorah, the Limud can be accomplished anywhere, but the Eish HaTorah, Lefi HaNizdaiti, can be uniquely experienced only in Eretz Yisrael. Over the years, I've marveled over the fact that young people come to Eretz Yisrael and they undergo a transformation. They can't undergo the transformation of Chutz La'aretz. The Torah is Elba Torah. I mentioned from one of my rabbeim, I won't mention his name, was from the Mira Rashi Yeshiva. It's not Talmud Briskov. So when I wanted to go there to Sol many, many years ago, decades ago, he told me, what are you going there to Sol for? He in Chutz La'aretz, he had the Beli Yisrael, Givaldig Magid Yeshir. No need. He quoted the Gemara said, I'm Zeir Fes at 40 Taniels. In order to forget, Teras Bava. Why? Why do you have to forget Teras Bava? Because he wanted to be able to appreciate Teras Yisrael, because Teras Bava, he said, is ready at a much higher level. Teras Yisrael, they learned Abakias. They have Abakias over there. Abed Iyun comes from the Mir Yeshiva, comes from Brisk, comes from those places. Baruch Hashem, there's plenty of Iyun in Teras Yisrael, plenty of Brisk in Teras Yisrael, no shortage of Teras Brisk, and no shortage of Teras Mir, and no shortage of wonderful Rashi Yeshiva. But this element of Eish HaTorah, Avir Derotzer Machim, and there's no question, that's what does it. Being in a Mokom where Eish, Yashamayim, there's no question, that is really the Pasha of Eschanan. And at Lefiyan Yizdaiti, when one is Mechanech, children, then one has to be have in mind both elements. On the one hand, of course, to teach Torah, and to teach it in the disciplined way, and give them the skills and give them the hergelei limud and give them the critical abilities to analyze text and what have you. But at the end of the day, that which ultimately counts is the Eish HaTorah. If one is successful in getting the course conveying that Eish HaTorah, then there's no question one will have really been matzliach. I'll just end with one thing, since I sort of promised that I would end. Why doesn't the Rambam count this in the Minyan Mitzvahs? The Rambam says he forgot to count the Mitzvah, the experience of transmitting Maimon Har Sinai. This kasha bothered me for years. It's Hashmot of the Rambam. And the answer lies in the Igeres Teimon. I'll read you, and with that I'll be Messiah. The Igeres Teimon of the Rambam, he speaks about remembering Maimon Har Sinai. We shouldn't forget it. He quotes the Sukkah in this week's Pasha. But then he says the following: Shehu, this whole Yisod, Amun Shehu Amuna Kevene Salav. It's the Yisod of Amuna. So I understood from that lashon of the Rambam that the mitzvah Maimon Har Sinai and the mitzvah Emunah Hashem Yisbarach Hainuach. The Rambam sees the correlation between the two. And his lashon is Shu Amud Shehamuna Severet Alav. The God of Hamamad is Mechayev Emunah. It leads to Emunah. We saw the lashon Ramban earlier. Limud Emunah Tateva Hu Limud Atayra. That's the Pasha of Eschadim. The Limud of Emunah Tateva. So that's why the Rambam didn't count it as a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. Because according to the Rambam, it's already included in the first mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Amunah, and this is mechazek the mitzvah of Amunah. It's not a mitzvah of the atma. It's not a separate mitzvah to be counted separately. That's why the Rambam did not count it in Mishnah Torah. Okay, there's a lot to talk about that issue, but I think the yisod, this double yisod of limud haTorah and the notion of eish haTorah, the Amunah, the Hashamayim. Ultimately, we must have both in order to be matzliach in teaching Torah. V'vanecho, v'vanecho, atzlecho, adonis.